Wait, why are you thanked?
Apparently, I must have attacked him and lost.
You're 1939? That's your new name on the... Oh, Wooly. I see it. Yep. You did attack him and lose. Thwomp, lightning quick, out of nowhere.
Sharif don't like it. You got mail. That was a notification from HQ Trivia. I will silence that now.
Yeah, I'm really tired of the 20 notifications. They can just calm down.
Yeah.
Send me one. Okay. Thanks. Send me two. I'm starting to get annoyed. Send me eight. I'm deleting your freaking program.
Hey, Craig.
Oh, it's 9:05. Jesus.
Yeah. What are you doing June 13th?
I have no idea.
It's a Thursday. Doing something June 13th? It's a Thursday at 7 p.m., just so you know.
Okay. I'm sure right now I have nothing on my calendar.
Okay. At one of our local Williamsport wineries, our local Quizzo Quizmaster is hosting a special Harry Potter edition of Quizzo.
Oh, that's exciting.
I think so. I think I'm going to participate.
You should.
I don't know if I have the right stuff to win, but I'm going to give it a try.
The right stuff. Oh.
Agreed with Flynn's Arcade. Yeah. Stupid Rita Skeeter.
I was about to repeat that. I don't even remember who that character is.
She's majorly involved in movie four.
She is minorly involved in the books.
You're the worst.
She is the most important character. Secret Animagus, I knew it!
She is a secret Animagus. She is an unregistered Animagus.
That cheered me up. And I know it was being discussed here in the Discord before we start, but I logged on to the Reddits earlier and saw that our old friend UNC Samurai had championed Bagman. And as soon as I saw that post, I got him a special gift. One big fat downvote. So enjoy that, sir.
I think I need one more to get mine to 144.
Well, if you share it on Reddit, I will give you another downvote.
Pretty sure my Bagman's at 143.
Oh, not champ. Max champ. Max championed. I love that. It's intense.
Yep, mine's at 143.
Mine, as I was complaining before, is at 525. I got three covers from the recent event. Could not get a blue cover. He's still at 525.
You could have been at 58, so suck on that, Samurai.
I didn't even play in the...
You'll never make it to 60!
I didn't even play in the Bagman event, but apparently enough people in the Alliance did that I got a cover out of it, so...
Right, yeah, Craig, and even that one was purple.
Yeah. All right, let's start the show.
Do it, Doug.
True Believers, welcome to the 187th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3, the world's most? Sure, those are English. Me fail English? That's impossible.
Impossible.
The world's foremost podcast about Marvel Puzzle Quest, because we say so. I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. We got KS72, Sneaky Meat 15, they're Ray, they're Ian. Hello, hello.
Hello. And nobody has proven it otherwise, so.
That's right.
Right.
This is the week of April 3rd to April 10th. It is almost birthday extravaganza time.
Yeah, time's ticking away.
Yeah.
Tick, 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 tick.
Steel City Comic Con, here we come.
Ticking in my head. Ticking in my head. Ticking in my head.
And other activities. Dude.
It's a good song.
It was a good song. Now it's awful.
Your Deadpool dailies. Today, Black Storm. Thursday, Black Cage. Friday, Blue Rocket and Groot. Saturday, Purple Spidey. Sunday, Red Daredevil. Monday, Red She-Hulk. Tuesday, Black Deadpool. And Wednesday is a Black Gamora. Over in the 5-day four-star coverage of the Titans. On the 29th was Nebula being awful at everything she does. I think we talked about this over the weekend some. It took me three times, I think, to win. I think Ray took you three, four times?
Three times the charm, yep.
Yeah.
With my champion, Nebula, yeah.
Yeah, Ian, I believe, has no chance of any kind.
No, I didn't know. There was no, yeah. Wasn't worth the effort.
That is
correct. I did not participate.
She's not good. Her damage is good. Her healing's not good. She's not good.
So, as you know, I do play games that aren't this game. Mm-hmm. And I would have been concerned that this game taints my opinion of Marvel characters in other Marvel games. Awful in that other game. she is just bad.
That's funny. She's bad.
Yeah.
Bad, okay. starting today, we have Blonde Widow.
Yeah.
That was a fairly easy victory for me. How'd that go for you guys?
I got beat once. The first time I got beaten, just totally trashed. I went invisible. He immediately went, I see invisible. And I went, oh, right. I remember that. that useful power that he has. But the second time, I was reminded by Joe on our Facebook page that I had some boosts specific to her that you can't use anywhere else. They're only good for her. So I threw those boosts on, doubled her match damage, and then my invisibility stuck, and with double match damage, I took him out. No problem.
I had so much of the heal yourself power.
Oh.
That every time he did damage to me, I just went, that's all right, I'm fine. Like, it was kind of crazy.
I don't know if I just didn't get the colors, but the second game, I went invisible, and then just I stunned him, and I stunned him, and I stunned him, and the match damage eventually took him out.
Right. Ian, you've got a 3-2-1 Widow. That's probably going to be awfully rough.
Well, I can't imagine it's going to be good. I mean, it's not nearly enough Defilad, but I don't know what the other two powers do anymore. I don't know if I can make her larger than level 94 with that number of powers. If I can, then I'll give it a try. If I go in there and she's level 94, I'll be like, nope. As the wise, wise Ariana Grande once said, thank you, next.
Number next then on the 10th is the Iron Spider. He'll punch someone in the face, I'm sure.
Yeah, he will not have any problem. I really don't care who they put him up against.
That's not an intent. That's really going to be the 8th.
I feel it's more likely that he'll go, pow! But you know, that's just
that is
me.
Funny every time. Storyland. Right now you get your Deadpool Versus going on. That gets you 3 Star Lords and Elektra, the CP. Top 50 folks get punned to the max. And 51 to 400 is Daredevil. Followed up by Venom Bomb. Again, Daredevil, punted to max, the CP. Top 50 folks are Thing. And then after that is Mystique. In the power, 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 wheels, wheels, wheels season, Ray, you've got 4 days.
Yeah, yeah. I'll get on it probably Sunday.
All right.
I'm close, though. I mean, I am maintaining right around 1,400 points. And I'm really not getting hit. So I should be able to close that out.
Yeah, I got my stuff from Simulator, and I think for the whole season I have, like, you know, under 2,000 points at this point.
Oh, really?
I've played almost no PvPs this season.
Yeah, when I complete the Simulator, that'll put me well over 4,000 for the season, so I'm doing way more than I have for the last several seasons.
I have not. Can I look in here? How do you tell how many points you got for the season? Where's that at?
I don't remember, man.
I was going to say, no one knows the answer to that. Come on, dude.
Yeah. Any case, whatever. All right. So no good news is running now. That gets you Hawkeye, Spider-Woman. Top folks are Cloak and Dagger, and then Magneto's. Let's move on to the Superhero Showdown.
All right.
So last week, we had the epic battle.
Yeah.
Of Snowbird failing instantly to Professor X. Tell me why Professor X didn't win, Ray.
Well, I will start with that. So the one comment we had from Storm of Fire said that I vote for Snowbird in the showdown. If my experience reading young adult fiction and Harry Potter counts for anything, it's that telepaths usually aren't great at reading the minds of animals, even if that animal is actually a person in disguise. So mild compulsion to slow Xavier down and then shapeshift into a great big polar bear. I thought that was, you know, rather...
Really? Yeah, I was going to say. I think YA and Harry Potter does count for something.
Unfortunately, I got a couple other comments. One is that Xavier has a slight edge at being a better hand-to-hand combatant. The other comment is, on the bright side, Snowbird doesn't have to defend against any kick attacks. So...
Unnecessary, but lovely.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, Snowbird got 2 votes.
One
being Grinch. And Xavier got all the other votes. So thank you, Xavier.
A hero amongst men. Oh, well, that's good. That's bad news. Bad news going forward. But
it's like seeing the person that you know can't defeat their opponent in the primary, you know, win the primary. You know, yeah. Professor X. I mean, Professor X against the Sentinels? Come on.
It's going to be ugly.
Yeah.
I thought he was a lock to win this, and then the Sentinel snuck in somehow.
That'll be the final. There'll be one Sentinel versus Charles Xavier, and that's when he'll finally lose. That Sentinel will defeat him.
I think that's coming up next. Next round.
Next round.
But let's talk about today.
Yeah.
Where are we, Craig?
This week, in the triangle.
Nice.
We have Freedom Force going up against the Mystic.
Ooh, it's on this week, Ray. Another great battle.
It is on like a chicken bone.
I don't like any part of what you just said. It doesn't rhyme. It makes no sense, which is not good. But let me tell you a story about Freedom Force and how they are going to overcome Modred. He's like Mordred, but not quite. They changed like one letter, and that's what we mocked him for last time. But let me tell you what Freedom Force has that is going to send some pain the Mystic's way. So, premier Freedom Force member Destiny, who his only purpose is they are a precog. So, in anticipating the first move, I think Avalanche can fire his Havoc-style Disruptor Blast right from the get-go to slow down the Mystic's magic, which will also be held in place by Spiral, who is pretty good with magic on her own. And, you know, once that happens, Super Saber, with his supersonic speed, can be in there to close the distance. Blob and Stonewall can stop anything physical that are coming towards this team. And by that time, Mystique, Crimson Commando, and Pyro. Pyro would just be there for cleanup, but the Crimson Commando and Mystique can finish off. I don't know if we're counting Spider-Woman as a member, but if she's there, even better.
All I know is, I understand where you're coming from, but Modred has to be one of the top characters in this bracket. Absolutely. He's telepathic. He can sense things that are coming. His mystical senses. He has flight, teleportation, all sorts of evasion techniques. But then the force fields and the geokinesis, he, you know, create walls in front of himself to protect
easily
himself.
Easily absorbed by Stonewall or collapsed by Avalanche.
Aerokinesis, he can control anybody who's flying. He's going to send them reeling. Magic resistance, so he's going to be resistant to the magic that you mentioned.
Sure.
Healing.
I think he and Spiral will cancel each other out.
Healing factor, that's going to make sure that he can stay in the fight. Superhuman psyche, like he's got counter and strike abilities to just about everybody. And let me just say that if there was a comic of Modred fighting the Freedom Force, I would read that comic. That's
100% would read that comic.
Yeah, this would be an epic fight, I think.
I'm sure everyone at Disney is listening in and they're going to print that anytime.
I think it would be a very, very decent fight. I am still pulling for Modred. I think he's just exceptionally powerful. He has all of the wisdom of, 1,400 years to help him out.
He does, but I feel like he gets a lot of his magical energy from Chiton. And hasn't Chiton moved on to Scarlet? Scarlet Witch. That's where she gets all her power. He can't really have that much to share between both of them. Scarlet Witch is far too powerful. She doesn't have anything left over to share with Modred the Mystic.
I think he's collected enough over the years, too.
He might. I don't think he's going to be powerless. Boy, that's a lot of people going after him. And I think that I feel like having a precog is a huge advantage.
As compared to a postcog?
Yeah. No one's.
Oh
that
man,
good.
We got whooped. Captain Hindsight.
Yeah, it's always 2020. Yeah, right. You're right. That's a fight I want to see. I would like to hear more about this. Maybe someone with a lot of YA and Harry Potter knowledge can weigh in. Let us know how Freedom Force is going to crush Loaded Mystic.
Yep. It's up to you, listeners.
Yeah.
You need to vote. Who wins this battle?
More votes.
Or the Freedom Force.
Right. So there's lots. Yeah. And as always, don't discount Mystique. Because when the battle starts and he sees that there's Doctor Strange on the other side and immediately targets him with all his mystical abilities, it turns out to just be Mystique, who is instantly killed but gives the rest of her team plenty of time to swarm him and crush Loaded Mystic.
Wow.
I'm just making the last pitch.
All right.
This is the triangle, Craig. This is the real time.
That's right. This is the big time. All right. News this week. There was some changes for April Fools. There were new covers for certain people like Captain America, Black Panther, Iron Man, and others. They challenged us to find them all, and I did not because I just really haven't looked because I've been busy at work. How many did you guys notice? Did anybody make a list?
No.
Certainly didn't make a list. Looked like a majority of the Avengers plus Gwenpool. I didn't know that there was a challenge to find them all. I mean, I'm busy too, but I feel like I could open up my character list and scroll left.
Yeah, I didn't. Mockingbird's changed.
Now's not the time, Craig.
Lockjaw.
You're hosting a podcast.
All right.
Flynn says that Kamala Khan changed. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. All right,
I've been too busy to do it, but tonight seems good. I'm not doing anything right now.
There's the Cray Van Sick Ride Support Store.
Hey, yeah, I got one of those. That made me laugh.
Let's see. Full detail coming soon for the Cray Van. Perk 1, increased damage dealt to heroes. Perk 3, increases blue match damage. Perk 5, decreases enemy match damage. And the Safari Joe synergy is that one of Safari Joe's countdown tiles expire, it will create two black strike tiles.
Nice.
That ran from the, looks like it's, let's see, first to the third. It ends today. In fact, apparently it's ended today.
And it's over. And it's gone.
Yeah. So I did buy one, I think. And you got a free token, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was like $1 gazillion to buy one. So I didn't actually buy one.
Mm.
Was that the one that you could only buy a 10
500 hero points or something?
Oh, right.
It was some number where I ain't got that kind of, you know, cash in this game.
So it didn't come with your token?
You got one.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to buy more.
Right, but how many Cray Vans do you need?
Well, I didn't get a Cray Van. I got a token that got me something silly.
Oh, I thought that's what I was asking. Now I got a token and it got me a Cray Van.
Oh, I did not get a Cray Van.
Oh, I thought that's just how it worked. Ha! Suck it, Craig. I got a Cray Van.
Or it gave it to me and I just didn't notice. I mean,
I'm pretty sure that's not how it worked.
No, I did not get a Cray Van.
Woo, for me!
I'm still at 30 out of 50 supports.
Ian. All right, I'm done.
All right. But yeah, 525 hero points it was. That was a lot.
Bargain.
Oh, yeah, 175 release notes. Here we go. Ian, are you sitting down? We got a new character.
Oh, yeah, the clue.
Clue.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. This clue is redonning the armor.
I got a couple guesses.
I think clearly if you rearrange the letters in some way, you will get the fact that we're getting a new Namor. No. Five-star Namor, here it comes.
Man, that got old fast.
Well, yeah, well, not be Namor or Dazzler.
It's got to be another Iron Man, right?
What?
I think, no. Here's...
Don't we have enough of them?
Mine, yes. Mine is close to Iron Man, so it's redonning the armor. I think they're referring to Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle,
it's
another
five-star
war machine. Great, we can make countdown tiles that take like 9 turns and do 4 points of damage. That'll be freaking fantastic.
No, it'll be a 5-star. It'll be 9 turns to do
okay,
a wallop.
It'll do 12 points of damage. Worst character ever.
Yeah, but now he'll be a good character.
Yeah, it's just a Iron Man knockoff. He's lame.
I like Ray's guess.
Lame in all ways.
Nope, he seems nice.
The other guess is really lame because it's not specific. They're all in the one trailer. They're all putting on the like that weird armor that I can't, the temporal armor or whatever. So I don't know. Like they're all putting on armor, so I don't know. That doesn't limit.
No, I like this Don Cheadle aspect. I think you're right.
I think I like that.
All right, changes in 175. Reduce the loading time it takes to enter a new event. Tiles that reduce the ability cost of friendly powers no longer do so when they are locked. Enemy Captain Marvel Photonic Rush will correctly destroy Rose when activated. Countdown tiles created by Uncanny Deadpool. Countdown for what will now be activated while Deadpool is stunned. And on the PC version, Ian.
Word.
The cell character pop-up screen note can no longer be dismissed without selecting cancel. Doing so previously created a situation where you could not progress. Well, that's good that that got fixed. And I don't know if you noticed, but they changed the art on Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, they did.
I like the old one better than the new one. I don't know why it was changed.
I don't notice nothing, yo.
The old one, she looks like she's got this face that says, I'm going to kill you. And the new one, she looks like she's, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, she went from being angry and, yeah, I'm going to mess you up to now she's like, I'm modeling makeup at Macy's.
I'm fine with it. I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know why her or Carol. Actually, I think Carol looks more human now. She looked a little bit too, like, I don't know, comic-y before, if that makes any sense. But, yeah, she looks less angry. But, that's all I know.
Yeah, but, man, can we just fix Creepy Bobby instead? He's still gross.
Who, Iceman?
Yes.
Oh.
If you want to fix some art, that's the correct art to fix.
Fix an Iceman. All right. Yeah, I think we're going to stick with calling him Iceman for a while.
Okay.
Either we're going to call him Iceman or we're going to call her Mockingbird. We're not going to call them both Bobby and make me guess whether you're using a Y or an I. It's just not going to happen.
What? You can't just pick that out of my ear? Pick it out of my ear. I don't even know what that means.
Bobby? I know. That was sounds gross.
All right. Yeah, I did. The Carol one's fine. I just didn't understand the Wanda one. I don't know.
Wait, they changed Carol?
Yeah, 3-star.
Hmm. I'll better check that out when I launch the game.
Yeah, there you go. That's all we got for news, really. I don't know. There was nothing exciting at the council meeting this week. We expected a huge crowd. We did not get a huge crowd, so kind of boring.
My street up here was where all the action was this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no?
Yeah, I woke up and there was noise and sirens, and I was like, yeah, they're off in the distance. And I looked out my window, and they were like 3 houses away, and I was like, oh, God, what's happening? And I never figured out what was happening, so I just took Owen to school, and today was my day to volunteer. And then one of the kids came into school today, and he's like, yeah, did you guys see? There are a bunch of firefighters and ambulances right outside of our house today. One of the kids who lives across the street was playing with matches in the attic and set his house on fire.
Wow.
Oh.
I was like, oh, mommy.
Oopsie.
Everybody's fine. The end.
That's good.
Yep.
In local news from Perondiac, local news number one, I warned you about Atherton Street. Yeah, I haven't been on Atherton Street, I think once since they started, so.
Yeah, good plan.
Local news number two, Beaver Stadium, Penn State, voted best in the nation.
Yeah, buddy.
I mean, okay, it's no Doak Campbell. I don't know what that is. It's a link to a stadium picture. I don't know if anybody else can make heads or tail of... apparently, it's Florida State, according to Samurai. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's nothing like a whiteout at Happy Valley.
Local news number three, the speed limit increase on I-99 between mile markers 64 and 85 from 55 to a whopping 65 miles an hour, which that's long been overdue. Nobody goes less than 70 on that section of the road, so that's it. That's all I got in local news.
There's a new brew pub in town, I hear.
Oh, really?
Apparently, Voodoo Brewing has opened up right over by Happy Valley Brewing.
Ooh, to battle their longtime rivals, Happy Valley.
Yeah, for some next door competition.
Hmm.
Just heard that today.
Cool.
Doug out.
Okay.
Good, Doug.
All right, moving on. This week, and it's Always Sunny in Xandar, beard oil is your friend.
Right on. Let's talk about some 5-star Captain America, Infinity War Captain America. Guy with a beard.
I'm a leopard cap and I'm okay.
It's going to be good, because this is, as you already know, if you've listened to any episodes of the show, I'm never going to make it to the 5-star transition, so I have no idea what he does. So this will be a learning experience for me. It looks like he has red, purple, and yellow powers. His red power, part A, costs 8 red AP. Huh. Deal 2,500 damage to non-target enemies. When there is only one enemy remaining, this power becomes coup de grace. This costs 10 red AP. It deals, how are we draining AP? Destroy all friendly... Ugh. That is ex... Ugh. Why would you do that? So deal 3,800 damage. Destroy all friendly colored AP, dealing 216 damage for each AP drained. Wow.
Your reaction sounds valid. Why would you do that?
Christmas. All right, let's try purple. Maybe that'll make me feel better. Man without a country costs 6 purple AP. That's a bargain. I'm on board already. Tell me about it. I'm going to choose a basic tile. I'm going to destroy 4 enemy AP in that tile's color, and that tile becomes a 5-turn countdown tile. While it's on the board, enemies cannot fire powers in that color. Oh. Oh, 6 AP. Okay, cool. That's okay. That takes some thinking, which I don't like, but other than that, it's clever. For only 6, you've won me over. Let's talk about on your feet, soldier.
Oh, there 15. You go.
15. 15 yellow AP.
This is where it's at, though.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
Yes.
Keep reading.
I know what it does. Okay. I know he has a bring people back power, so it's got to be this one. That just makes sense. But revives a downed ally and grants them a burst of 60% health. Okay, that sounds good. Getting people back, 60% health. That's
healing
hardy.
Cripples, raising from the dead.
I mean, 15
and now
is...
I understand you're God. At least that's what you've said.
What?
Jesus Christ, Superstar Ray.
It had
Follow
to be.
Along.
So, boy, this guy here, bringing people back... Phoenix style, except other people and not themselves. Ugh. Sorry, I'm still trying to wrap my head around coup de grace.
I don't know. People in Discord apparently love it, so...
I don't doubt it. I mean, I guess if, you know, if you've reached a point where there's only one enemy left and you want to be sure that you're done with them, you know, who cares if it drains all your AP?
True.
Just, I guess it wouldn't matter, so... I don't know. Unprecedented 444. That's my build. They all seem so good. Well, that the jump from 40% health to 60% health seems significant, so you've got to make On Your Feet Soldier a 5. I feel like at higher levels, Rope-A-Dope and Coup de Grace probably do spectacular amounts of damage, if not very good amounts of damage. You can get away with Man Without a Country at 3, so 5-3-5 seems like the easy way to go. Destroying 6 AP is a little better than destroying 4, but... Not as better as the amount of extra damage you're going to be doing with Coup de Grace and the amount of extra health you're going to be getting with the yellow. So, my non-existent 5-star Captain America, who I currently have, I suspected a 0-1-0, will someday be a 5-3-5 if I have anything to say about it.
According to Samurai, the yellow is not good because if you're at the point that someone goes down, you want that AP to deal the killing blow or you're quitting the match. And the difference between a 3 and a 5 on there gets you between 40% to 45% to 60% of their health. The one place that I can see that being very useful is if, you know, you're just constantly having Thor in front because you want him damaged and he accidentally goes down. You can bring him back up at 40% and he is more powerful than he would be at 60%.
Right. And he'll start blowing up tiles and generating yellow for you again.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, there's definitely some room to maneuver.
I personally like him at a 3-4-3.
Good choice.
Yeah, I thought so.
I have him at the I will just punch you. I have him at 5-1-2.
The puncher's chance.
That's right.
Always there's a puncher's chance.
Oh, that is a good point. Samurai also said it's burst health. Once the match is over, you have to heal that 5-star Thor and then whittle him back down again. It's only a burst for that round.
Yeah, it's true. Good
so
way.
That's a good point.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what's always sunny in Xandar. Infinity War Captain America. He's got a beard.
All right, let's...
He is not a member of Dollar Shave Club.
Let's hit the old mailbag and see what Willie's got hiding in there.
Not a whole lot this week. A lot of people keeping to themselves, not coming out and saying much, but that's okay.
It's okay. There's a wall of text.
there is a wall of text. First, Stinkbomb said, if only but to troll... In his own MST3K way, he would watch a movie with Craig on Rabbit or whatever it is. So there you go.
Yeah.
Also, and I knew this was coming, Century Time He says he feels obligated to comment about how awesome he is. Sentry is absolutely the tallest kid in the seventh grade. He's not really a three-star, but he's not good enough to be a four-star. If they were to lazy him up and give him just first-generation Sentry abilities, he would be absolutely disgusting. Do you have Carol boosted? Sentry time. You love using Okoye? Sentry is bae, even with Thor. And don't forget, he is Team Iron Man.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't forget that, but I never knew that until now, so...
That's good information. I like a good pro-Sentry stance.
I guess. I'm not going to argue. I just never use them.
Sure.
Perondiak did also comment outside of the local news. He said, start the game already was a taunt in AoE 2 when you put 14 into the chat box.
Mm. All right, 14. There you go.
He also says, Over the Top was a great movie and Real Steel wasn't terrible.
Oh, yeah! Come on! Just wrong and double wrong.
Super correct.
He also said boosted characters. Sentry works great with Carol, just saying. So there you go. Two votes for putting him with Carol. I gotta believe it now.
Nice.
And
two votes for Peppermint Patty. All right.
And D-Wing. HQ words. It's where it's at. It's an easy 6 cents or so every time you play. It is not for me. I've only played it 3 times and I don't think I've got the timing down right. Like, I'm too slow. Maybe I'm too old. I don't know.
Yeah, I played it once. It wants me to type in letters way too quickly. I ain't got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
Ian's speech right before the show started it making me want to see him as Leo Bloom. I'm wet. I'm wet. I'm in pain. And I'm hysterical. Anybody get that? The producers?
No.
Okay. To me, this means that Craig would be Max Bialystok. I don't remember how you pronounce his name.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure I can find a spot for Ray, though. I could do Will Ferrell's character from the remake.
All I know is that it's springtime for Hitler in Germany.
That is true. I'm surprised I actually got that reference. It took me a little bit. I'm like, Leo Bloom, that name sounds really familiar. In any case, on the anniversary of Hogan slamming Andre the Giant, Ian replicated this act with his paid money for heartbeeps line.
You mean the anniversary of Andre the Giant jumping and Hogan barely being able to move him 1 inch? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what he's
doing. I think it's the other way around. Yeah, no, I think that at that point in his career, Andre could barely jump and Hogan had to put everything he had into getting that guy off the ground.
No way. It was a sham.
Yes, it was a sham. I'm just saying.
Obviously, it was a sham.
And again, by sham, do you mean that the outcome was predetermined or that it didn't happen? If you mean the outcome was predetermined.
I think Andre gave a very big assistance in getting off the ground there. I don't think there's any chance Hogan just picks him up flat footed. Like, if Andre's not helping, I don't think it's happening.
I think it is. I genuinely believe at that point in his career, his body was deteriorating to the point where less than a year later, he had to be, you know, carted around on that little mini ring that moved that had wheels under it, or he had a cane. I'm not saying he did nothing to get up in the air, but he certainly didn't leap into the air. Like, he got up on his tippy toes. Hogan did the best that he could to get him over.
This sounds pretty accurate from what I remember.
Yeah, you don't walk around at that size and wait for that many years and still be healthy at that age.
Big dude.
I was probably, you know, the drinking cases of beer per day and stuff that was probably the downfall, really.
Now, that's what kept him alive for that long.
Right. I think it was the gigantism that really was probably...
That runs rampant in the French.
Ooh. I don't know what is going on, but I smell terrible.
What are you doing at your house?
I don't know. I usually, you know, it's been winter time, so I usually do the show in my pajamas, and I usually wear a sleeping shirt? No, I do not wear my sleeping shirt, as per my wife's request. I wear pajama pants, an A-frame t-shirt, a nice warm robe that I got as a gift years ago, and some slippers, and I just took off my robe because it's warm tonight. And I smell terrible.
Sorry, that just really caught me off guard.
It's really, a unique aroma that caught me off guard. Normally, I don't even notice my own smell, but I smell like the special sauce on a Big Mac that's gone sour.
Milk's gone bad.
Donkey D says, please, stop.
Man.
All right, I'm going to continue with...
I derail this show. That is the biggest derailment of all time. And that was not caused by this guy.
That may be the biggest derailment when Joe hasn't been on the show. All right. Death Becomes Her, this is a correction. Death Becomes Her had Meryl Streep and Goldie Hawn. No Shelley. Sorry.
All right.
And Isabella Rossellini was in it as well. There you go. Xandar, he says he loves using JJ. She is one of his top covered 5 stars. That's got to be nice. And that her black damning evidence, I think that's her black, has the best audio of any power activation. And I have yet to, since I have not listened to it. Like, I haven't actually, I only play with the sound on about 50% of the time, and I haven't heard it. I don't remember it, so I have to take a listen. He also said, every time Craig says Willie like he did at the end of the mailbag, it makes me think of George Washington's rap battle against William Wallace. In the epic rap battles of history. I would say that I looked it up. That is not worth looking up. But, you know, if you want to, you can. And he does say Willie, and it sounds exactly like Craig. So.
All right.
The slander against Craven continues unabated. I don't even know why that would be a mention. Isn't that just a given at this point?
That's just a given. Safari Joe is what he is, man.
And this has been the Wall of Text, trademarked. Receiving more run support from week to week than Jacob deGrom. That's a sports person.
That's low. It's very low there.
Okay.
That's the deGrominator. He is the star pitcher for the Mets. They score 0.0 runs per game generally when he pitches. And even though he dominates every other team, he tends to not win very often because the Mets are terrible.
Okay. Well, thanks for clearing that up.
All right.
And thank Willie for the mailbag.
Thanks, Willie. All right, let's move on to... all right, that's how I start this segment. once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
We just want to pump you up.
Sorry, that was the most nefarious... third clap I've ever heard. Oh, man. Maybe it's not me. Maybe a skunk sprayed the neighbor's dog. I don't know. But anyway, let me tell you about who's boosted. Let me check out this top-of-the-line infographic, which I know and love. We'll tell you all about. So, sorry. I was about to tell you about the 3 stars, and it started off with Elektra, and I was like, wah, wah. So Elektra's boosted, and if you can get past the sad trombone noise, you can get probably some extra damage out of her her ballet of death. I don't remember what her other two things. She probably boosts her double cross tiles a little bit better.
Yeah, her shadow step will do some damage, right?
Right. Yep. Human Torch, 3-star. He's got some affordable abilities. His red does some good damage. It'll do some better damage. Black and green are kind of a dud, but they'll both generate a little bit better than they normally do. She-Hulk, Power of Attorney. Get you some AoE along with some board shake. That AoE will be a little bit better. Spider-Man. Whew. His recently reworked yellow ability does a ton of damage.
Yeah.
Does an awesome amount of damage when he's boosted. And, Star-Lord. Oh, his green ability. Where that ship shows up. Does some AoE. It'll probably do extra AoE. Can't really help you on those other two abilities. I can't say that I've used them with any amount of certainty.
Mm.
I feel like one heals you and one steals tiles. I don't know. All right. 4 stars.
Look out.
Everybody's favorite. The Bishop.
Oh,
guy,
man.
From the future. Giant gun. His blue is awesome, if I remember correctly. I don't think you're going to get anything out of it from the boost.
Hmm.
But keep it in mind because it's excellent. But his red's going to deal you some reflected damage, and his protect tiles are going to be a little bit better than they usually are. Iceman, he's got a scaling AoE based on blue tiles. It's going to do a lot of damage with his green. And he does a lot of damage with his the second half of his blue, the Punch a Snowman. So enjoy. Recently reworked Invisible Woman does quite a bit of damage with her brand new green. That'll be boosted. Gets to do more damage. Her protect tiles and strike tiles should be more potent as well. Perpetually reworked Nick Fury confuses me. His yellow does a little bit of lots of things, so that might help. The Demolition. If, for some reason, the enemy matches them before you do, that's a ton of damage. And, you know, a ton plus a bit, because he's boosted. Same thing with his escape plan. It does a little bit of damage, and makes you a strike tile for your effort. And lastly, and certainly least of all, Falcon America, or Captain Falcon, your preference. Ugh, gosh, he is so pricey.
Yeah.
So very pricey. And also so very unworthy of wearing the Captain America mantle. So, boo on you, doubly Falcon. But, better protect tiles, stronger ability to buff tiles, and if you ever make enough protect tiles combined with gathering an up red to do his dive bomb, should do a lot of damage when boosted. Because it is powerful, but it is slow. So slow. Slow. So.
Is it slow, 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 slow?
Right. It is. that was pretty solid. I enjoyed that. Thanks, Craig. Let's see what Samurai thinks about this week. He registers some low-grade outrage that they all have yellow. They all have blue, so he's sad about that, too. And he feels that all their strategies are opposed, so they're hard to use together. But apparently Venom Bombs are going to run soon. And Iceman and Bishop's stunning abilities will come in handy, so consider using them in the upcoming event.
Yeah, I think I'll use Bishop until he hurts himself too bad, and then I'll just to stun everybody, and then I'll switch to using Bobby to stun everybody, and yeah. And by Bobby, I mean Iceman.
Right, thank you.
Sorry.
We're trying. There are rules in place for a reason, Ray. We're trying to live in a civilized society here. Well, listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted this week. Those are the pumped up characters. Thank you. Mystify.
All right, let's head on over to the support corner. Ray, do you got a support to share?
I sure do. At least I think so. Or maybe I don't. I don't know. I thought I did.
I hear there's a Cray van.
I believe that I am completely lost and did not get the D3 forum stuff up. So I do not have the support that I was going to. What a sad time.
Oh, my goodness. This is the worst, because I can't even stall for you, because I was going to rely on your segment for me to have enough time to think of one.
All right. Well, that gave me enough time, so let me take... let me talk to you about, very briefly, about Vanessa Fisk. She'll be the in-game support. The problem with her is... her description on the forums doesn't give me enough info as to how she progresses. So I don't know how she really ranks up. But what I can tell you is you can equip her to any villain, but again, you're not going to want to do that. You're going to want to equip her to Kingpin. Her first perk at one star, when a friendly power is fired, you get a chance to remove an enemy special tile. It says 19% chance, but I'm pretty sure that is at max level. So I don't know what it starts at. But there you go, chance to remove a special tile. Rank 3, when the supported character fires a power, there's a 34% chance to steal 3 random AP. Okay? And at 5 stars, the supported character's power deal an additional 2388 damage to enemies. Okay, and the final power, Kingpin, when placed on Kingpin, when he makes a match, there's a 95% chance that he will reduce the strength of an enemy attack tile by 152. So, this sounds okay, but not great. So it's very fitting to put it on your 5-star Kingpin. I don't know. That's what it looks like to me. I don't, the 95% chance to reduce an attack tile, that's kind of specific. Like, you're not going to be, you can't use that against strike tiles, etc. So I don't know. It seems fairly limited support, and I guess that's fitting for the Kingpin. So there you go.
He did do it all for love. Wasn't that his clue?
Yes.
Right. I think so.
So there you go. That's your in-game support. Vanessa Fisk. The sophisticated.
I wish I had answers for you, Craig. I just don't. Because I feel like one of the fine folks at D3, like, because we were like, clue? You call that a clue? And they were like, yeah, and here's why. And I was like, I'm sorry. It was a great clue. So I've remained fearful ever since, and it's stuck in my mind. That has to be why. So I have an out-of-game support. Hello, everybody. This is Ian.
Hi, Ian.
So, Craig?
Yes?
Have you ever been sitting at home and recording a podcast when all of a sudden you noticed, something smells terrible?
No.
If you would ever like to avoid that, you should check out deodorant. Yes, deodorant. Fun deodorant fact. The first commercial deodorant was invented in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Well, there you go.
Well, they needed it.
Yeah.
Oh, filthy.
Maybe they could have covered the entire city in a deodorant until it no longer existed on a map.
So deodorant, which is often coupled with antiperspirant, is what goes largely under the armpits of the male of the species. Sometimes the female of the species, as long as it's pH balanced appropriately.
They are more deadly than the male.
To prevent the smell that comes from those sweat glands. And prevents long derailments on everybody's favorite Marvel Puzzle Quest themed podcast.
All right, Ian. Well, the next time that the neighbors have a fire, you should just go out there and let the fireman hit you with the hose once or twice.
I will consider that.
All right.
And again, I'm going to investigate because it really does... It really does smell skunky. It might have not just been me. But,
I like the smell of skunk.
Right. I don't. It's very unpleasant. That's kind of the nature of it. I think you've lived in Pennsylvania too long if you are comfortable with the smell of skunk.
Yeah. I still miss the smell of leaded gas, though, too, so.
Ugh, you're a weird dude. But, now you know, deodorant. I personally enjoy Degree, but I'm sure everybody has their favorite. Craig, do you use deodorant?
I do.
Do you use Axe brand deodorant?
Generally, yes.
I know you do. I steal it from you often. Every time I come to visit, as a matter of fact, I'm like, hey, here's something that's supposed to smell like a combination of tobacco and wood. I'm like, all right, I'll spray
I really
that on
do
myself.
Like that one quite a bit.
It was a great one.
Yeah, it does smell pretty sweet.
I find that, you know, because I can't use it daily because Axe is far too... fragrant and perfumey, and I have very sensitive skin and allergies, so just too much for me. But this week's out of game support, deodorant.
Yeah,
Discord is loving it this week.
Oh, good.
It stinks.
I can't use like anything Old Spice. Old Spice always makes me break out. So,
did you know there was a class action lawsuit against Old Spice deodorant?
No.
Yeah. Causes all sorts of allergic reactions and permanent skin damage.
Yeah, I can't use it at all. It always makes me break out.
What, Old Spice?
Yeah,
Old Spice deodorant.
Yeah, I don't know how that's popular. Like are the scent memories so, you know, potent in women that they go, "Oh yeah, that reminds me of grandpa." Ugh. And like that perpetuates this disgusting deodorant. Stupid Old Spice.
They have more than one scent nowadays, but
they don't. They have Old Spice. Take a smelfie.
And everyone is tuned out of this show, and they're never coming back. That's all
cool. Let's open some tokens. But first, let's thank Fortify.
Thanks, Fortify.
Fortify.
Oh, Fortify yourself.
Just remember, your money brought you this discussion about Ian's steak.
Money well spent.
The funny thing is, I'm pretty sure he said that as long as it irritates someone, he's fine with it.
Nice.
Who's opening
the
Batman
cover? How about me?
All right.
Now, I don't remember where effective Carol poking happens, but I really...
Sorry.
That's okay. That's what she said? I don't
know. Back of a drive-in.
I really only want a 4-star cover. Hopefully it's something good. How about this emblem on the chest of her uniform? Oh, nuggets, it's a 5-star.
several people are upvoting it. Samurai said, can we pay to have Ian's in-game username changed to StinkyBeat15?
I'm opening something.
Okay.
That takes my doom to a 020.
Oh, Ian, I got the solution to your problems.
What up?
I got a Cletus. He will come by and eat that skunk for you.
Well, if only he hadn't married a woman with such discriminating tastes.
Yep. Gets my Cletus up to level 296.
So, Ray.
Yo.
I also got a Bagman. You guessed it. Another purple. My Bagman is at a 411.
What's the 411 on Bagman?
Nobody can change him.
He's not good. He's not good. He's been discontinued.
All right, I'm going. I got two tokens here. Come on, Captain Marvel. Oh, I forgot. I was going to say I only am looking for a 4-star, because that worked for you. It is a 4-star. It is a 4-star crowd control. Iron Fist, Danny Rand.
Oh, I've heard of him.
Defender of Kung Lung. And the second one will yield me, yes, a purple cover. That's what I'm looking for. That is not what I'm looking for. Forest Hand, Kingpin. Oh, well.
Just slap today's support on there and he'll be good to go.
Yeah. So that took him. Danny Rand is at a 304 now. And my Kingpin is at a 204. Way more than I'm looking for. I'd really like to get Doom covers. That's the only reason I'm complaining is I still have a chance to get Doom and I can't get him.
There you go. Thanks, this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcasting network?
Holy majoli. Lots of good Wednesday shows, apparently. If you'd like to know more, you could check them out at the soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com. It'll have the complete archive of all our shows, current and defunct. If you want direct links, you can check out puzzleorders3.com. We have some direct links there. If you want to learn more about the soon-to-be-named network, which we are a part of, it's soon-to-be-named-network at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Thanks, Ian.
Sure.
Anything else for the good of the order this week?
Not for the good of the Marvel order, but it's one of the rare DC things that I enjoy. Did you see the new the Joker trailer? The Walking Phoenix?
I did. I watched it today.
Yeah.
I'm optimistic.
That looks very interesting to me.
Yep. He is very committed to a role when he takes one. So his acting is high quality. I think he'll do a good job.
Yeah, that laugh that he gave like halfway through the trailer, that was good.
I think it'll be solid. I think that it will. Yeah, I don't want to say too much. I'm just going to wait till October and be excited, but try not to be too excited.
I mean, they have a high bar. Like to do a Joker origin movie, that's dangerous right there. You mess that up.
That is.
Nobody likes you for the rest of your life.
That's true. And to be able to get past the quality representation that Heath Ledger brought you is really difficult.
High bar, yeah.
Yeah, but I like where he's going with this movie.
Looks
good. I like the origin story. I like his acting. I'm very promising.
Anyway, that was it. Apparently Craig hasn't seen it.
I have not.
Yeah.
I got kind of a new thing where I just don't watch trailers anymore.
Good. I do that as well. I just, the internet was like, just please watch this trailer. I was like, fine, I'll do it. I had no idea it was going to be relevant.
I actually watched the trailer thinking, well, I'm never going to see this. It's going to look awful. And then I clicked on it and went, oh, no, wait, this intrigues me. So we'll see.
Yeah, I just find that, you know, there's any more. I just, you know, the people who edit trailers invariably always show me scenes that don't actually appear in movies. And that really drives me bazonkers. So I just quit watching trailers. I'm like, I will just see the movie in the theater and be done with it.
Cool.
I have no argument against that.
Yeah. All right, thanks everybody for joining in this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com is our home. If you'd like to go there, click on that Amazon banner, buy some stuff, we get some pennies. You can head over to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3, buy yourself some swag for Easter? Yeah.
Yeah.
Your kids need Puzzle Warriors swag in their baskets.
That's true.
Yeah, comment suggestions.
You could send Craig and I gifts for our birthday.
You could. Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, the D3 forums, or on our website, all those ways. But yeah. Upcoming on the, what is that, the 13th? We'll be at Steel City Con.
You know it. Oh, bad news, dude. There were some last-minute cancellations.
Well, I know that the Angels are now not appearing.
Oh, it's worse than that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is Karen Allen not coming?
Karen Allen's not coming.
Oh, mother freaker.
Yeah. Sorry, dude. You'll have to settle for
so I have to just get short round?
Yeah.
I wanted the combo, man.
Yep, sorry. I looked at the cancellations and know what? Both you and I were totally defeated. Karen Allen and Pauly Shore both canceled, claiming they were filming elsewhere. I said there's no way Pauly Shore was filming elsewhere. But then I saw that a guest that I did not notice on the list when I looked earlier was Billy Zane. So I'm excited about that.
All right.
But the only thing that IMDb shows that Pauly Shore is working on, Billy Zane is also in.
Right. So if I do get to meet him, I'll ask him if Pauly
Shore
is. Yeah. Is he really in that movie?
Hey, what did you say that? I crack myself up. All right, let's roll it out. That's all we got. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, reptiles are not vegetarians. Good night, everybody.
True story.
Maybe they are. What do I know?
Yeah, they could be. Bye, friends.
They probably are. Aren't most things?
Like hippies.
Yeah.